boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
I want to do a segment today all on my favorite parts of our discussions, and that is your real estate survival guide.
All right.
All right, so here's my first question. What should homebuyers know about the changes taking place on October 3rd? They're important changes too, aren't they?
They're important changes that affects the industry. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has put out a new online tool. It's called Know Before You Owe. And I'm sure you can just go online and Google it. But really what's important to know is that there are some changes. And what you need to know as a consumer is how is it going to affect you? It's nothing per se that you need to do as a home buyer. Mm-hmm. But what you need to be aware of is what the lender needs to do and the title company and what the realtors involved in all of this need to know. Know that there's an issue out there and just make sure you're working with, you know, somebody who has made themselves or their company has made themselves prepared to handle these changes. It all has to do with disclosures. And you're going to be guided through the process. The mortgage person is going to ask you to do certain things. You need to do them in a very timely order. And the bottom line to all of this is you're actually going to know what your closing costs are, what your closing figures are 3 days prior to closing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's really good news.
That's a good thing.
It's very much to make it user-friendly, more consumer awareness, because so many times you go to the closing and you don't know what your costs are going to be till you're right there. You're racing to the bank to wire the funds an hour before closing. None of that's going to occur anymore. But it is going to be crazy in the beginning because the title companies and the lenders, they've had to change their computer systems. There are a lot of changes that are going to impact you as the buyer in that you may not close on time. So you're going to have to pack a lot of patience after October 3rd when trying to close. And it's actually the changes getting a mortgage after October 3rd, not closing.
All right. Well, very good. Let's move on here. So this is one that I really like. The question is, I rented a house in Fort Lauderdale, Florida that turned into a money pit. I had plumbing and air conditioning issues. I ended up putting $15,000 into the house and later moved out after the landlords doubled the rent. I want to be repaid some of the money I spent, but the landlords refused and sent me nasty texts and emails. Help!
These questions are fired off to Gary Singer, a writer for the Sun Sentinel, who's an attorney. And basically, I mean, this is real common sense. First question you have to say is, did you have permission from the landlord to make these, you know, changes and get reimbursed?
Right.
You know, I know a lot of times tenants like to go into their house and paint them, but contracts pretty much deal with these issues, and most of them will tell you you can't even make a change to a property without written consent from the landlord. So if you were to make a change, you could actually get evicted from the property without written, you know, permission. So in this particular case, it sounds like it may be a very expensive lesson learned to this individual. You can't just, you know, expect reimbursement, let alone make changes without written permission.
Well, just think of it. You're talking about common sense. You don't own the home. Now, I realize you have to live with these problems, and if the landlord is unresponsive, then you've got a big problem. But it's not your home. Why are you spending $15,000 on someone else's home and then just expecting to be reimbursed without first going to them and negotiating something and getting it in writing?
That's right. And major repairs are the responsibility of the landlord.
Yeah.
And if there's something seriously wrong, you can cancel the lease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have rights of redress. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. Is it now better to buy a home or to rent a home?
Really depends, and it really depends on where. There's some places, you know, the study was done by a FAU group, and some areas show, for example, in Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Detroit, these four cities are saying it remains strong to buy. And they did some kind of study where they used different variables to determine whether it was better to rent or buy.
Mm-hmm.
There is no right answer to that question, Steve. It depends on your situation.
Okay.
And actually, this is addressing wealth accumulation. And then on the other hand, Steve, there are other areas such as Miami, Honolulu, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Portland, San Francisco, Seattle, where there's actually an indifference points between ownership and renting. Miami in particular deserves attention towards a trend leaning towards rent being a little more favorable.
Really?
So, you know, it all depends on your situation mm-hmm. and where you're living.
I think you can do the math for yourself, too. You add up the cost of rental. You look at the cost of home ownership. That has to, and I must really counsel our listeners here that a cost of home ownership is not just a mortgage, not just taxes and insurance. There's the cost of upkeep and maintenance, which is a true cost when owning a home. You try to factor all those in, compare it to renting, and then the idea that if it's kind of close, maybe buying is better because you'll get the chance for some capital appreciation. You know, the realtor industry is always coming up with information for you so you can help your clients. And one thing that I read that I wanted to ask you about is what irks homeowners the most? Why do homeowners move? What bugs them to make them move?
You know, space seems to be the number one reason.
All right.
Lack of space.
Mm-hmm.
And we just collect too much stuff. That's the bottom line. We all have too much stuff.
Right.
The second reason would be maintenance. Too small, that's the same as storage. Too old, not updated enough.
Okay.
But then you start getting into other areas that drive them crazy, like neighbors. So what is it about the neighbors that make people move? And a lot of it has to do with having a noisy neighbor, or the fact that their house is too close, messy yards, an unfriendly neighborhood. And it's funny, all of these things that I'm telling you, I hear people say, we want to move because, and it's, you know, unfriendly neighbors, too many vehicles in people's driveway.
Mm-hmm. See, here's one that would really bug me. Not enough water pressure. That's important to me.
Small yard, HOAs. Well, we can go all day long about HOAs.
Right. All right.
And then neighborhoods. The number one reason people want to leave a specific neighborhood is because of the traffic. Drivers are driving too fast through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Or houses are too close.
Mm-hmm.
They're too far from shopping and retail.
Okay. All right. Well, all those make sense. So, you know, I don't know how we can use that, but make sure you have good water pressure before you move in and that you don't have noisy neighbors and the like. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton. And she can be found at terrystory.com. And to hear this segment again, don't forget to go to our site, which is onthemoneyradio.org. Again, Terry is at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.